Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No. No. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
I'm super excited.
We're slowly trying to be consistent again. It's really hard, but we finally are both able to be in the studio, which makes life 10 times easier. Hello, it's Heather Collins.
And Nudia Hernandez, and we're here at Entercom in the studio.
Which is very exciting. Gosh. It feels nice. We don't have to have our mics. My dog's not barking in the background.
Oh, Jetson. You know, I kind of miss Jetson now. Now that you brought him up, I miss Jetson. I miss all the mic problems we had. Like, Heather and I.
Okay, it literally became not fun for us to do this show anymore.
Yeah, it really didn't.
Because we started this show in here or no? Yes, we did. Yes. We did have some episode. Wow, it's been that long that we don't even know. We did because I was in here for like a week or two, remember? And then I got kicked out again.
Yeah, and that's when it was fun, when we were able to just sit across from each other like this, hit record on the board, and that was that easy.
And go for the gold.
Like, words cannot describe how happy. If my happiness was money right now, I would put this at like $1 million, for sure.
Agree. I think I'd be easily at a couple hundred thousand. But let's get right into it, because obviously we've been lacking content for you guys, but we have some pretty good questions we have from you. We got some good topics.
I know, you guys are funny.
We're gonna let you in on our dating lives, our non-existent ones, and yeah. Nudia's got a story for us that's actually very interesting because I am fully vaccinated. Nudia?
Yes, Heather's fully vaccinated. I'm set to take my vaccine, you know, since we are essential workers. hair flip. Okay, so Coffee Meets Bagel, my favorite dating app in the world. Actually, I used it for like a couple weeks and it was just hard. Coffee Meets Bagel is hard. You have to kind of put some money in there.
Really?
Yeah, you kind of have to put some money into it because you only get to pick one person a day.
Oh, that's lame. So you have to pay to be able to pick more.
Yes. You have to pay to be able to pick more.
Oh, that's so lame.
So you really had to think about who was the one person you wanted to pick. Like, you really had to make sure
that they, but you know, maybe that's what we need.
Yeah, in radio, it's economy of words. You know, say less words and still get the same point across. This is like economy of swipes.
Yeah, you only get one swipe.
You only get one swipe a day. You better make sure it's a damn good swipe because that's the only one you're getting.
And then if it doesn't work out, that day's a dud and go on to the next day.
Yeah, and so
maybe we need that.
Yeah, maybe we should try it.
That many options, it gets overwhelming.
Should we get on Coffee Meets Bagel? Should we go for
maybe.
It? So the way I got on Coffee Meets Bagel is my friend actually said that she was going to a wedding where they met that way. They met on Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's how I got on there. So
okay.
Coffee Meets Bagel has added a new feature for users to declare what stage of vaccination process they're in.
Oh, really?
So you could select planning to, fully vaccinated, or prefer not to say.
Oh, well, I'm fully vaccinated. I'll be honest, I did not want to get vaccinated, but because of my traveling plans, because I'm always out and about.
It's literally Heather cannot sit still.
No,
it's just something about her person. Like, if you try to put Heather in the house for the whole day, good fucking luck. Like,
I'll tell you this right now, during quarantine, now that we are almost out of quarantine, I think the longest I stayed out of my house was 2 consecutive days.
Oh, you stayed inside?
Inside.
Other than that, I know you, that's shocking for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember after that 2 days, I went outside and in my car and I was like, how do you drive? Like, it was very hard for me. But I was always either at Target wandering around because Target was an essential store. Thank you, Target. Or I was at Starbucks wandering around because, thank you, Starbucks. You're allowed to go inside and get one.
Because Heather's, like, obsessed with Starbucks.
Yeah, I made friends at Starbucks during quarantine.
So I thought that this was crazy that you could declare. I know Bumble, when it came to, they let you put the status on whether you were actually going
socially
out.
Socially distant.
Or staying in or things like that. But to actually put whether your vaccinated status is kind of crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, but that also, I feel like, could also bring up a very interesting topic. There's some people who are very political about getting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So what if, like, you see this girl, a guy, okay? You see a guy, and you're like...
and you start getting all into the politics.
And you're like, all right, like, he's hot. He's got a good job. He's got a cute dog. Oh, wait. He got vaccinated? Ooh, I don't believe in that. Ooh, swipe left. Like... I wonder if some people are that, like, political about it, like, or so against the vaccine that if they saw someone get it, they're like, wow, their views must be.
Oh, whether it affects it? So this is what the co-owner of Coffee Meets Bagel said. We added this feature because we know COVID-19 is a serious issue for Coffee Meets Bagel daters. When we recently surveyed our daters, the majority say it would be a deal breaker if their date does not take COVID-19 seriously.
You know what? I kind of agree on that because you don't want to go make out with some rando and find out they had COVID. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I do, and a lot of places are opening up. You know, Texas is 100% open and ready to go now. Florida has always been open. So
we'll have to talk more on Texas later.
We are foreshadowing some Texas stuff right now.
But no, I think it's helpful. And I bet other dating apps will follow suit very soon.
People are worried about whose face they're sucking, you know, like,
yeah, especially like. Instead of being like, do you have an STD? It's now, hey, do you have COVID? Did you get COVID? Where have you been with COVID? Has anyone been near you? Like, you're taking the freaking app that we have to do an app to get into the building now where it's like, have you had a fever?
Oh, we have to take a test.
So now I'm going to take a test with every guy. Like, have you had a fever? Have you had this? Here, please fill out question 1 through 10.
Runny nose.
Anyway, yeah, that's very interesting topic, and I appreciate Coffee Meets Bagel for doing that, and I hope Bumble and Tinder do the same soon.
I know. That'll be cool. That'll be cool for you to put that you're fully vaccinated on there.
I know. You want to see my card?
Let me see your shots. Show me your shot.
I'll just show my
card. Have your card? Oh, wow.
I'm a fish.
Look at you. Ooh.
Wow. Okay, anyway, besides the point.
Moving on, we have definitely both been through this, and I'm sure if you're listening, you've been through this too. Dating app burnout. So I was reading this article. Dating app burnout is definitely real. And I think we've all been there where we download these apps, then we delete them, then we download it. I mean, I can't even count the times I've downloaded Bumble and Tinder.
Okay, so let's ask this, Nudia. Why do you download the apps and then go away?
I think I think this is the first time ever that I'm actually really giving people a chance with dating. I think before I was just looking for a distraction.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then the thing was, is that I was already distracted with someone else, you know who, you know? And so I was looking for another distraction, but I felt like that person got in the way.
But now you're officially on it looking for people.
Now I'm kind of more open. I am just scared of getting into a relationship, but I'm kind of more open. I feel like I'm getting there.
Okay. I actually am not on the apps at all right now. Prior to this conversation of Nudie and I, we downloaded it again, foreshadowing into our next topic. But I go on and I'll find a guy that I click with, right? I'll swipe and swipe and swipe. I'll match with a couple guys. But then there's always that one guy that I click with that I have a good convo with. And I'm like, let's see where this goes. And I'll give him a chance. I'll go on a date and they always let me down. And then once they let me down, that one guy lets me down. I'm out. I'm done. I don't want to do it. And I get out.
Because you've been through the roller coaster. It's like a pattern, you know?
It's an annoying pattern.
Yeah, it's the roller coaster that you've been on for a minute now. And so it's frustrating, and you just get tired of giving people chances, and you're just like...
Yes, because you're like, they're all the same. They all ghost you. They all do something to like...
To where it doesn't work. Yeah. You know, I was thinking on my way here, I'm going to be so interested one day in meeting your husband.
You know, I asked my OG the other day, I was like, what do you think your wife's going to look like? And he's like, probably brunette, probably like average built. And I was like, he was like describing her. And I was like, that doesn't sound like someone I want to hang out with. It's just terrible. Just
like, I was like, who is Heather? I'm just so interested to see who
you'll end up with.
I was so, because it's like, you know, is he going to be a little bit more submissive because you have a strong personality, or is he going to be a stronger personality to you?
I almost feel like I have to have someone that is more of an asshole than I am.
I feel that way. I do. I either feel like he's going to be like definitely like a charismatic asshole, or he's going to be just like a super nice, like the sweetest guy ever. I feel like we're going to get like one or the other, like two different extremes.
I need someone that's an asshole to me. I need someone who's going to be like sarcastic.
Put you in your place a little. Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, can you stop? Like, and me be like, okay, you're right. I need to stop.
But here's the thing is that you do, you when you are with someone, you do like kind of cater to them a little bit.
I do.
You are a very catering personality.
Yeah, I'll do whatever they want to make them happy. I don't know. It's
whatever.
I wonder that too. I'll tell you right now though, for me to settle down with someone, there's got to be a few attributes. They have to be tall. They have to be silly or like funny. They have to be funny. And they have to be self-sufficient on their own.
I do have to say, side note, I helped these two old ladies get their walkers into their car at Walgreens the other day. I really didn't go, let me help you. But like literally they were both just struggling and they asked me for help. And I was like, is it okay if I touch your stuff? Like, you know, COVID, all that stuff. And they're like, yeah. So it was literally the hardest thing ever to try to play Tetris with these like walkers. But, you know, one of them was talking about how her grandson, who's like 36, is dating this girl that like has two jobs and is just like great, right? She's raving on about this girl. And she goes, I don't know what he's doing with him. Like, I don't know what she's doing with my grandson. And I was laughing. And I was like, oh, like maybe he has a great personality. And she's like, I think his personality is in between his legs. And I was dead. Like, I was literally dead.
Dude, that's hilarious.
I know. She was so dead ass serious,
though.
How old
was
she? She had to be, like, fucking in the 80s. Like,
really? And that's 80s. So funny. That's going to be me when I'm 80.
Just blind. I just think you don't
like,
give a fuck.
My grandson.
Has a big dick.
My grandson has a big dick. Dude, okay, hang on. Side note, because we're getting into, like, our lives and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, side note, I have no one. Literally, I think I've never been more single in my life.
No roster. I think Heather and I have, like, our rosters are clear and ready.
We are completely clear. We are ready to fill them up.
Ready to be filled with our bench team.
So, here's the update on Heather's life in the dating realm. The dating realm is I had a date planned for Saturday, and I wanted Nudie's advice on this. I had a date planned for Saturday, and he had to cancel. And it was kind of weird because I was like, okay, well, he's not texting back, so okay. And I just let it go, and I let it go. And then Wednesday, he hit me up and goes, happy birthday, beautiful. And I literally responded, wow, it was really good to hang out with you Saturday night. We should do that again. Because we didn't hang out, obviously. But I was like,
oh, okay.
I was being a dick. And
that's very aggressive.
Oh, I was pissed.
Aggressive.
I was fucking pissed, Nudia.
Because he just didn't hit you up?
Nothing.
About it?
Nothing.
Okay.
So, and then I was like, okay, maybe he'll text me tomorrow and say sorry. Nothing. Okay, now here's the question. He finally talked to me and we finally talked it out after me being a dick. And he goes, I'm really sorry. A family friend committed suicide Saturday morning and I just was very gone and I just didn't think about it.
Oh, it was probably the furthest thing. He probably forgot about everything,
okay.
You know?
And so at that point I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry.
And you're usually not that mean.
I'm just so fed up with these guys bailing on me. I had, Nudie, we could sit here and like, because we haven't updated the listeners on anything, so we'll take a little bit more time, but like, I was supposed to hang out with just a friend. I think we talked about it in the last episode. And he bailed on me. And even to this day, I'm like, hey, dude, like, that wasn't cool, but, like, did I do something? He still won't text me back. And I'm like, you're just my friend. I probably banged you, but you're just my friend.
That does hurt, too. It does hurt.
It hurts more when they're just friends and they bail on you.
Yeah, and you're like, hold on, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
What?
So, I personally, the roster is clear. There's no one. Literally, men, if you're worried about a guy in my life, there is
that one man in my life right now that is taking up any space in my pea-sized brain.
So what did you tell him when
come
he...
Come fuck with me.
When he said that his friend passed away...
I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But here's the kicker, though. He didn't say, well, what are you doing this weekend? He didn't try to make it up. So that's where I'm like, all right, fuck this guy.
Well, I mean, he might be a little fucked up. You know,
well, okay, fair, yeah. But I said, I'm sorry, my condolences. And then I said, if you need anything, let me know. And that's, I left it at that. And that's the end of the conversation. I was just like, okay, well, you didn't fucking ask to make up for it. So never mind.
Well, but to be fair, I mean, if, you know, if someone close to me committed suicide, I would probably be a little fucked up for a minute. You know?
Okay, yeah, go be fucked up. You're fine, bro. Go be fucked up. I'm cool with you being fucked up. But at the same time, he didn't try to reschedule, so I'm just going to leave it at that. If he hits me up in a month or two and I'm still single and I'm bored, cool, let's go. But if not, no, cool, bye.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to talk to you about a situation. Okay. I'm kind of in a dilemma. And so it's so funny because Heather and I have not, we've not talked about this before we start recording. We want to get like the instant reaction here on tape. And basically, I've been friends with this girl since high school.
Okay.
Right? She was the only person I knew when I moved here. And she was living with her boyfriend at the time. So every time I'd go over, they just had a fucked up relationship. But I really thought they were, like, going to just marry each other. Like, I knew it was fucked up, but I thought they were just going to, you know, be together forever type of shit. Like,
I have a friend that they've been together forever, and I feel like they should not be together, but they've been together forever.
Yeah, no, I would go and they'd be clearly fighting and it'd be awkward, or he would just like leave when he's not supposed to. Like, we'd watch The Bachelor.
They're
and
just
like,
so fucked
there's
up.
There's so much tension. Yeah. She's always complaining. They're always fucking arguing. It's just like, he's not even, y'all really aren't even doing anything wrong. You just like hate each other at this point, you know, but they still love each other. And so, I remember she was like, I was engaged at this time. And so she's like, we're going on this trip. If he doesn't propose to me, I'm done with him. And I'm just like, look, you don't want to, like, women, you should not have to, like, have it come to that, to where, like, if he doesn't propose to me, I'm done. Like, it should just happen or not, you know?
Yeah.
And so Hot Mess Express, basically, I ran into him at a club pre-pandemic. And it was crowded, and I was leaving. I was like, oh, like, what's up? Bye. I did think it was weird that I saw him there. And then...
without her.
Yeah. And then we had posted... me and her had kind of drift away. But me and you had started posting videos about confessions of a dating app and our topics. And he had replied to one. And he was like, I've matched with you on Bumble and Tinder. And, like, you haven't matched back with me. Hold on. What happened to you and... what's her face? You know, my ex-friend or my friend, or, you know, his excuse, they broke up because he needed to work on himself. Yes, Heather's giving me a very questioned look. So they broke up because he needed to get his shit together.
Okay.
She was always nagging him about getting his shit together.
So he went to go get his shit together.
And I was like, well, if you're getting your shit together, why are you on dating apps? Like, dating is a distraction from you getting your shit together, honestly. And so I'm her friend, or was, or whatever. We're still always going to be cool, even though we don't talk that much anymore. But he told me, but please don't tell her.
Oh, no, 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 because he's still talking to her. No, 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 no.
I'm not.
Nudia, no. And nope.
But you know what's so funny is that he had lost a ton of weight before they got together. So he gained some of it back, not all of it. And then now that he's single, he's like fucking skinny again.
Of course, he lost. That's what guys do. That's what guys do when they get their heart broke. Girls go and change their hair color and buy new clothes and eat and get actually probably fatter. Guys will just go to the gym and work out every day because they want to be the finest thing they've ever been.
Yeah.
They got to get those girls. They want to be a hoe for show.
And so here's the thing is that I was not planning on telling her at all, because in reality, I don't want to be anywhere near the situation.
You
do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I think it's such a bad idea to get involved in shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not telling her anything.
Nope.
But I did think it was weird that he was like, please don't tell her.
Yeah, because he doesn't want her to know, because he's still talking to her.
Well, no, you know what he told me is, he's like, because one day I'm hoping, like, we could get back together. And I'm like, this is the most fucked up logic ever. You're going to break up to work on yourself, but in reality, you just want to go hook up and hoe around. But you're hoping to get back together with her one day. Do you know, like,
it's fucked up.
So yeah, I don't know. If you're listening, like, just if you want to be with someone, just make it work. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
because she might, you know what? She might find someone else and not be there.
Yeah.
And he fucked it up, you know?
That's a really good, like, little transition before we get into my hoe adventures. I talked to someone about this the other day. Have you ever had, or someone really, really liked you and wanted to be with you, but you said no, and then finally one day,
when you came around?
Finally one day you see them with someone else and you're like, wait a minute, I could have had that. Mm-hmm. And have you ever had that? Have you ever been that person where you rejected someone and then saw them with someone else and you're like, damn.
Not yet, not fully. Okay. But I mean, I feel like I will.
That's gonna happen to me.
I feel like it will, and I feel like I'm gonna regret a lot of things that I've done.
Okay, fair. I just feel like that's gonna happen to me, and I'm like, it's just one of those situations where I'm like sitting back and I'm like, all right, well, if that does happen that way, too late, bro. Too fucking late.
And what? Oh, with you? Oh, like a guy's gonna look at you like that?
Yeah.
Like I could have had that. Because
there's
a
couple of them that I'm like, you're gonna watch me be with someone else, and you're gonna be like, fuck.
Oh, for sure. But it's human nature. You want what someone else has. I don't think it's even what you can't have. You literally want what someone else has.
Yeah.
When you have it, you don't want it, but you don't want someone else to have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%. All right. So speaking of my hoe adventures, we've been teasing Texas. We've been teasing Bumble. So Nudia did this a while ago where she went to DC and she wanted to go, what was it, travel mode on Bumble?
Yes.
Which, by the way, cost $17.99. Found that out.
Yeah. So that's why I opted out of travel mode.
But as soon as you got there,
I was hitting the pavement, swipe, swipe, swipe. Like literally the plane landed. As soon as we could turn on our phones, I'm swiping. I'm getting to work. At dinner, I'm swiping. On the toilet, swiping.
Okay, so I'm going to Houston this weekend. I might not be going to Houston now. We were just talking about this before. I might not be going. But if I do go to Houston, I bought the $17. I bought the travel mode. I haven't seen any really hot guys in Houston. Good thing I never moved to Houston because not that many hot guys. We're going to have to see what happens next episode, if I met anyone from Houston or not. Because here's the thing. I get there early in the morning and I have a couple hours to kill. Like hours to kill before the thing I'm going to happens. So it's literally going to be like a, hey, are you free Saturday? Want to go hang out with a random fun stranger? Here I am.
You know, and you never know. Like if you really put in work to talk to the person, they may pick you up from the airport and then you could just do shit right away.
I don't know if I'd let some random stranger pick me up from the airport. I think I might keep it a little safe. Might be just like, hey, you want to meet up for lunch? And if we like each other's vibes, we'll hang out through the rest of the day. Show me some cool shit.
That's true.
But I don't know if I'm so much going to get in a car with a stranger. They could literally kill me. No one would know I'm there. I could literally die. So
I mean, you could die at any time, though.
This is true. At any point. Houston, Texas. But anyway, we're gonna have to see how that goes. But I did buy the $17.99. Actually, we haven't checked in a while, Nudia. Let's live check my Bumble. We're coming to you live from Heather's Bumble that she made an hour ago.
So I think the Tinder is like $10 a month. Bumble's expensive, but I mean, again, when we do research for this, I was looking on Google and there's a whole bunch of articles in how Bumble stocks are going up. Bumble's just raking in the money. I feel like Bumble is the new Tinder. It's the number one dating app, I feel.
Yeah. Ooh, this guy's hot, but he only has one picture and it's the corner of his eye. So I don't know how to feel
about
that.
How do you even know if he's hot? If you can't even see his face.
Michael with the abs. Oh, Michael with the abs. Oh, no. Michael with the abs looks old. We got Alec.
I think Alec is trying to hide the fact that he's balding. Which, here's the thing. I don't care if you're balding.
Alec is 6'5". Oh, Alec, we're going to swipe right on you. Maybe I'll hang out with Alec. Anyway, there's actually some pretty hot guys in here. All right, this is going to be fun later on.
I felt like Houston's going to have some really hot guys, honestly.
Yeah, it's a pretty big state.
I mean,
it's a pretty big city.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of good stuff happening in Houston.
Hopefully. There's some hot-ass guys on this app. Oh, man. Can I go on two different dates in one day? Do you think?
Yeah.
Watch me be like, you're gonna text from J Love saying like, hey, Heather's not coming in Monday because I canceled my flight and I stayed there.
You get
there.
Married. You just like get married. She never comes back to Vegas. We never do another podcast episode. Because
I met the man of my life in Houston, Texas.
Fucking it. Texas is a wrap. A wrap, you guys.
I'm fucking dead. Okay, so we'll have to see this saga continue. But Nudia, do you have any updates on your dating life? You're just trucking along.
No, you know, here's the thing is that like, and I've tried to explain it this way, but just like, you know, a lot of people ask about my dating life and I take it very casually, not because I'm a fucking asshole, but because I feel like, you know, you don't sell an unpainted painting. I think I've told you this before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finished. I'm not ready to go, you know?
You know what? Agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of having fun being a hoe. I'm not going to lie. I'm in a little bit of a hoe. I might not have a man holding my heart, but I have been hoeing.
With who?
Oh, that's for a day, another day.
Hold on. What? Hold on. There's been hoeing happening that you have not told me about?
Yeah.
With people we know or?
Some ex-flings.
I feel like these are recycled people.
Oh, they're recycled. I think. Is there one new one? There is one new one, but he was a friend.
You just said your roster was empty.
It is empty.
On the dating side.
One lives in this state.
But on the dick side, there's some recycling happening.
There's some recycling going on.
There's some recycling happening. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me, like, I have.
Are you recycling one?
I have one person that is just, like, one of those things. Where
it's like, hey, I want to hook
we're
up.
We're both. For sure. It's both like.
Okay, fair.
You text
I have
each
one
other.
Of those.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
It's just like. And I feel like when you're single and you're not ready for anything serious, like those kind of key players are a little important, you know?
Yes. You need some key players in your life.
Because here's the thing. You don't want to go out and like, you know. Sow your seeds like just in a bunch of different people all the time, you know,
yes.
Like, which there's nothing wrong. Look. If you look, we've all had those times where you're just out there. I feel like I'm digging myself a hole.
You are.
I feel like I'm digging.
I think we should
deeper.
Just stop right
we
now.
Should, you know what? Let's just.
We'll talk about our hoe adventures next week. It gives you a little. You want a little taste of next week's flavor? Okay. So anyway, we got questions. Do you want to do your
These
song?
These are our confessions.
You do that every
time. If
you
remember my mama said, so she got one on the way.
You do it every time. Okay.
We're literally so sober right now, guys.
I know. We need to. Here's a problem. A lot of these episodes are going to be sober because now we're back in the studio. We can't
or
really
what if
up.
We, you know what we're going to need to do? We're going to need Uber. Or meet here and then just Uber to your house.
Yeah, we can
and, like,
just
sober
get drunk
up.
Here.
Yeah.
We've drinking in here before.
We do need. They let us. They've served us beer. They, like, literally serve us out. Like, literally one of our coworkers has a beer podcast where they get drunk.
Yeah.
And do the podcast.
So there's lots of drinking. Okay, so the first question was, does anyone else have this problem? And I kind of feel bad because I feel like this is only a guy problem. Is that I'm not sure if anyone else has this problem. Or if women even deal with this. But the number of people trying to get money out of me is insane. I had no less than 6 people try to get money from me on OkCupid. In a week, literally every single match I've gotten on the site was either end up being a scam or someone trying to sell their OnlyFans or premium snaps or prostitutions. One tried to blackmail me. One just asking if I could pay her rent. It's so frustrating and tiring. I'm getting to the point where I think the site should just require a KYC similar to a bank does. What's a KYC? I think the site should require KYC, similar to what the bank does. I don't know what that means, but whatever. Send a picture of the front and back of your state-issued ID. So people know that you're real. Or if you could ban, there should be a button to ban people if they're asking for money. That actually should happen. Anyways, anyone else have this problem? I feel bad because I hear this from men all the time.
You know, my sister actually got banned from Tinder.
Why?
Because she was selling weed on Tinder.
Oh,
yeah, no, she was selling weed on Tinder.
Your sister.
Yeah, my sister definitely got banned from Tinder, which is kind of fun. We should, you know what? For next week, we are going to scavenger the internet for banned stories. I wonder what you have to do.
To get banned from a dating app?
I mean, besides, like, you know, sending a dick pic. Yeah.
Yeah, and putting up fake pictures. And
yeah, I think, like, I want to look for some intense banned stories. But that is really, I feel like it's harder for men on dating apps. Number one, I hear that there are a lot of trans women on there.
Yes.
That don't reveal that to them.
Yes. I've
and
heard that.
Yes, I heard that a lot from a lot of guys. And then also trying to get scammed for money. Because really, you're not going to pose yourself as a woman, as a man asking a woman for money, you know? Sure. You're going to pose yourself as a girl. So I do feel bad because there's some poor schmuck that would, like, fall for it, you know? I feel like there have been a lot of guys that have done this. This also happens on sugar daddy dating sites.
Dude, have you ever signed up for a sugar daddy dating site? I think you're the one who told me about
you.
It.
I made you make your
I made one, and it's very interesting. Because obviously, research, guys, research. Just trying to get some research. I'm pretty sure someone that we know has a sugar daddy. Someone we know.
I know someone we know has one.
Yeah.
I know a few
and
people.
And she acts like she's, like, just rich, and she definitely has a sugar daddy.
Yeah, she acts like, and you know what's funny is that she
acts like she's this boss bitch.
She puts tag your sponsor, and she puts like,
does
you
she
know,
really?
She puts like, oh, my sponsor is like Jesus. No. Yeah.
Oh, wait, she's, oh, like, she's not saying she's getting sponsored by these guys. She's saying she's getting sponsored by
the
Jesus.
Lord. Yes.
Oh, the Lord brought you her sugar daddy. The Lord brought you your sugar daddy, sweetheart. Oh my God. Can I just say, sometimes in life
we're both trying to be very careful.
Situations happen and someone will turn from a really good friend to an enemy, and then you just find out all this tea and you laugh because you're like, girl, what are you trying to fake here?
And it's like, here's the thing is that,
like, be proud of your sugar daddy. I'd be proud. I'd be like, this is my daddy. He pays for all my shit.
And I will say, like,
thank you, OG.
If you ever have been on it, but it's also like it's the stigma is noticeable because if you ever, like, I went on a date, like, with a, there's a point in my life where I was only dating wealthy guys because I thought that would help me get over my OG. It was two stages. It was like, one, if I date and bang the hottest guys, I'm going to get over him. And I did that and it didn't work because
girl,
it makes you just realize, like,
it doesn't matter how
even
hot
though it's
they are.
Yes. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm only going to date rich guys and that's going to help me get over OG, you know, because he was broke at that time. And that didn't work either. But I was only dating wealthy men, which means they were a little older. And I went to a restaurant with one of them. And, like, the looks that you get
when you're with an older dude is because, like, everyone's wondering. You've never been out and about and been like, okay, is that her dad or are they on a date? Because I play that game all the time.
Do you really? I'm just like, look, you should not. It's also hard, too, because my dad looks like my date. You know,
yeah, your dad looks
it's
super
like
young.
My everyone always thinks like we're a couple when we're out, and I'm just like, dude, that's my fucking dad. But my dad looks great for his age. But going on to our next question, this one, this one kind of triggered me a little bit. So, but Heather thought we should read this one. The title is "Rejecting My Best Friend." So I'm friends with this guy, and this is so fucking triggering. Okay. So I'm friends with this guy, and recently he confessed that he's super sweet. Oh, he was super sweet with it, and he said, I can take my time to answer him, and I told him it might take a long time because currently I don't want a relationship, and I really like him as a friend. I thought about just telling him that I don't like him, and I don't want to drag this on because I don't want to cut it short, but he keeps sending me compliments and stuff, and it's really hard to tell him that I'm friend-zoning him. We did matching profile pictures, and his friend thinks I like him, even though I told them that I don't.
Stop.
And it's kind of a sticky situation. She put LMAO. It'd be nice if someone could give me some tips on how to reject your friend and still have a good relationship.
She's giving him hope by putting matching Instagram photos up or Facebook photos. You're giving him hope. You're giving him some kind of sick hope because maybe secretly you do like him a little bit, but maybe he's not attractive enough for you. Maybe he's a little overweight, whatever it may be. You're giving him some secret hope, and that's why he thinks that he has a chance with you, and that's why he's throwing compliments at you. Okay, dear best friends in the world, if you have a crush on your best friend, do not, or if you're on the receiving end of getting, like, compliments from your best friend, do not
feed into it.
Do not feed into it.
It's hard. You know, the thing is, I could see it from her point of view because you care about this person. And she probably doesn't want to hurt his feelings. And she might think maybe there's something there, but she doesn't feel it. You know what this situation needs? Let me tell you what this situation needs. A woman to come in and start dating him. A hot woman needs to come in and he needs to start dating a hot girl. And she's going to find out.
Is to get over someone.
No, let me tell you, number one, she's going to find out whether she really does like him or not. But let me tell you, once the other girl comes in, girlfriend, you're going to be jealous. He's going to be spending more time with her. You know, you guys, all those Whole Foods trips he takes. You're getting replaced. He's going to go with Jackie instead of you now.
Okay, I will say this. There's been times where I've, like, messed with Doji and been like, oh, my God, when are we getting married? And he, like, plays it off. But I honestly think if I were to get – and OG keeps telling me, he's like, you know, I just want you to be happy. Like, I hope you find someone soon because I want you to be happy. I go, bro, if I find someone, you're getting pushed down to second place, bruh. You're second place.
Yeah, let's see how you like
it. You think I'm bringing you Starbucks? No. You think I'm going to go do XYZ? No. You think I'm going to go blah, blah, blah? No. Because I'm going to be with my boyfriend doing those things.
Yeah.
So
it's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
You're right. You do need someone else to come in. If she really doesn't like him, she does probably need someone else to come in and start dating him to get him off of her.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, I think she's secretly going to be upset when that happens.
Yeah, no, you guys aren't going to have matching profile pictures anymore.
You know, he's going to be matching profile with that girl.
With Jackie. Jackie's going to fucking come in hot, and you're going to fucking be left out in the cold.
Because Ashley, you're being a bitch.
I do think you really, when you're doing these situations, and I told this earlier to Heather, it's human nature. We don't want what's easy for us. We want
what's hard,
what we can't have. We want what someone else has. Mm-hmm. It's just human fucking nature. We're horrible fucking creatures. Do you see? This is triggering. This is very. Maybe I shouldn't answer this question because obviously you guys all know I have some deep rooted issues. I probably should start going to therapy soon because I literally do have some issues. But I really do think, you know, so basically at the end, she's saying, could someone give some tips on how to reject your friend and still have a good relationship? Number one, rejection hurts. Men deal with it a little bit better. See, I feel like with a man, you can reject him and still be friends. With a woman, she'll probably fucking lose her shit, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's a little different.
I will say, like, if you do really think that that's how you feel and this isn't just a cop-out for you because you don't want a relationship,
then you need to help him find someone.
I would say let him look, just be honest because people appreciate honesty. Just tell him, like, I don't want a relationship and I just don't, you know.
No, I have to be. Can I just say, can we stop dancing around the subject of, look, I don't like you? I don't want a relationship.
No, it's clear you.
No. You need to be like, yeah. I don't like you. I don't want to be with you. We're not going to be together. Like, people need bluntness in their life, more of it. More bluntness.
That's true. But, I mean, they're best friends, so she likes him. She just doesn't like him romantically, you know? And I guess you kind of need to say that. But there's no easy way to do this. Luckily, he's a dude, so maybe he'll get over it. And once Jackie comes along fucking with her fat ass and nice
tits
and no stomach and skinny face.
You're going to be real upset, girl.
Yeah, you are. Just saying. I mean, I hope you're not. I hope when Jackie comes along, you're fine. But I just have a big feeling. And I think we also did get a message that said, what does it mean when a guy sticks his tongue out in pictures?
Oh, God. We're just going to answer this. One word. Ready? Immature. Go. What's your one word?
I would say trouble. I would say... Because I know some really hot guys that do, like, you know, they're fucking in a mosh pit and there's a picture of them with their fucking tongue hanging out.
God.
And they still look hot, but they're fucking trouble. You're trouble.
Yep, there you go. All right, Nudia, thank you for another episode of Confessions of a Dating App. Thank you to all our listeners. You're the best. Until next week or until 2 weeks from now or until 3 weeks from now.
No. Till next week, we'll see you guys. We're back in the studio.
Yes.
This is really exciting. And send all your questions, comments, concerns.
to confesstouspodcast@gmail.com.
Or our Instagram.
Our Instagram's easier.
You know, confessions of a dating app. I mean, I love our little like community.
Yeah, we have a nice little group.
We have a nice little group, and people are like, where's the podcast? And I'm like, sorry, we're fucking assholes. But
we're just really busy.
We're not, it's just been
it's
difficult.
No excuse. We're really busy. Yeah, we got back at the studio. We're going to be good now, I promise.
We're good now. Audio quality, great. Heather's body, great. My mental stability, not great. Horrible. And that's kind of where we are. But love you guys. See you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.